Welcome into another edition of the Down the Middle Zoomcast style now. Obviously, it's been a few months since we've been able to be with all of you, and we appreciate being back and looking forward to doing this. Hope everybody is healthy and safe. Scott Marsh along with Vince Mastracco here. Vince, it's good to see you. Glad you're doing all right. And I know the last 3 months have been difficult, challenging for everyone, but fortunately, one of the great things we've all been able to do during this time is get out and play a little golf still.
Indeed. I think that it has been there's been a positive effect on golf overall for this, but even more so, I think a whole bunch of us have begun to realize how interwoven sports is in our lives. And so the gentleman we're going to talk to today is going to bring us positive news on all of that.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to that. And obviously the golf world from the PGA has gotten back, and the first tournament last week went off successfully. They're playing their second consecutive week now. And as we, of course, approach summer in July, one of the great events that happens in our area every year, of course, the American Century Championship. We're joined by Phil Weidinger. And Vince, I know you're so close to him. Why don't you introduce him? We're going to talk about what the 2020 tournament is going to look like now that they've made the news that the tournament will be happening again at Edgewood.
Well, the first thing before I even ask Phil a question, I want to thank you for being with us today, Phil, as the public relations director for the event. But I also really want to extend a huge thank you to NBC Sports, to American Century for maintaining the sponsorship and coming through in such a challenging year, for Edgewood, for the Lake Tahoe Visitors Authority as well. I mean, this is just so important. Everybody has worked together to bring this sport back to us and be able to bring us an event again. And this event, in my mind, golf is the vehicle, and it's the biggest fan event in America, and 31st year coming up. So Phil, I just got to express, it's a sincere happiness that I have to know that tournament's going to come off again this year.
Hey Vince, thanks. And Scott, great to join you guys and appreciate you having us on. It is, Vince. I mean, it just goes to show the partnership that's been involved. I mean, the decision came down after, numerous discussions with health and governmental agencies as far as safety precautions. That was and is and will be throughout this the most important factor that we can pull this off and do it in the proper manner. Obviously, everybody's heard that we're going to be sans fans, so we're not going to have spectators this year just for the social distancing issues. It's going to follow a lot like I think what you've seen on TV with some of the golf specials in last week's tournament down in Fort Worth. But, as we move forward with that in mind, what's really helpful is the fact that, and one of the big elements of this discussion was, hey, if we keep this going, how can we keep this going? And American Century, as you mentioned, American Century Investments stepped up in a huge way. Their president and CEO, Jonathan Thomas, said, this means a lot to the Lake Tahoe area. Also, I mean, he knows they're going to get benefit by being on television, but they really use the tournament as an entertainment vehicle for some of their best customers and bring them out here and have those relationships with the celebrities and get involved in pro-ams and dinners and parties and whatnot. And we're not going to have any of those this year. And American Century still stepped up and said, hey, we have a relationship here with that destination that has been very supportive over the years. And so he made that decision with his staff to say, hey, let's move forward on this. So kudos to Jonathan Thomas and American Century, and also to NBC Sports for really working extremely hard on this. You mentioned the Lake Tahoe Visitors Authority, of course, is a major sponsor as well. LTVA had to step up in a big way too. So it will be a different world. We know it. It's going to be a television event. We know that the fans are an integral part of it. So it's going to be, how do we, what's the best way to deal with this? Can we keep entertaining the fans? And we're going to have a few ideas for that as well. So yes, it's going to happen for the 31st year. That's the most important thing. Yes, it's going to show the Lake Tahoe destination on network television. And we're going to end up with 18 hours of television coverage between NBC, NBCSN, and also the Golf Channel. So folks are going to be able to get a little bit of entertainment, going to be able to see the lake in the background and see what's going on. And we're also going to let people know everywhere that, hey, we're coming back. You know, we're fighting back from this pandemic, and here we are. And we're opening slowly, we're opening carefully, and we're welcoming people back with following the proper protocols.
You know, Phil, you always have such a marquee celebrity list playing in that event. Can right. you tell us who is confirmed to this point? And obviously a lot of those celebrities love to come because they love the interaction. They love Lake Tahoe first and foremost. They love being up there. But obviously right. it's so special to be able to interact with the fans. So I was just wondering in terms of getting those commitments and what feedback you are getting from players, because I know you still have an amazing list of performers.
You know, it surprised me too. A lot of players, when initially contacted, when they were first queried to say, if we have the tournament, would you be interested in playing and whatnot? We have 72 commitments to date. And so it came in pretty quick. Now, I don't know if that's players just, you know, going stir crazy and needing to get out of their houses and whatnot. But, you know, I think with the guarantees and the protocols that were provided to everybody saying, hey, if you come up here, this is how we're going to do this, because we know we have to guarantee their safety. And again, we need to guarantee the safety of everybody involved at the hotels where they're staying, the employees there, for the locals here that live here in Tahoe. We're all trying to be extremely careful and responsible. So, but the players jumped on this very quickly. I was pleasantly surprised. I thought there might be a little bit more caution's not the right word, a little bit more hesitancy, but they were in right off the get-go. The players love coming up here, as you said, get in the way. It's a chance for them to see their friends. And this is the only place where you have this kind of field where you have players from all different sports in the entertainment industry all getting together. So, and it's going to be a different type of party up here, or celebration. Yeah. It's not going to be so much a party, but you know, everybody saying hello to each other and bumping elbows versus shaking hands and doing the hugs. So, we'll, you know, that's part of the deal.
Yeah, I think everybody understands that, and we're all willing to accept what we have to have the entertainment. You talked about the safety measures, and obviously part of it's on the course with fans there, but also the interaction that goes on throughout the evenings, nights, and housing them with other people up in the area now, too. I know you've put the protocols in place, but how are you able to accomplish all of that?
Yeah, unfold all of that.
Well, I mean, there's like a 5-page list of different guidelines that we have for everybody involved with this event. You know, with the players, it's once they arrive, from the time they depart, there are the safety protocols that are involved. There's, you know, obviously the sanitizing, the cleaning, follow-up requirements to wear masks in certain places, keeping social distance. As far as the hotel, the players will be probably on the lower floors, so they won't be using the elevators for the most part. They'll be taking the stairs to end up, you know, maintaining that social distancing. So, I mean, this has been well thought out by the folks at NBC, the folks at American Century, and we've also talked with a lot of people from the PGA Tour to see how they're setting their tournaments up, talking to all the different sports leagues. It doesn't matter where the best ideas come from. We're implementing them. Every day, players will be tested before they get to the golf course. For media that are going to be attending, anybody that is allowed on the property, which pretty much is limited to the players and their immediate families, media, a few volunteers, and tournament staff, and a few sponsors, everybody is going to be tested. Everybody is going to be provided. They're going to have a certain credential. They're going to have a daily armband to put on to indicate they've already had a test for the day, you know, a thermal temperature test. And everybody's going to be filling out daily questionnaires as well. So the process is going to be wild. You know, I look at the media room operations. We usually credential 150 to 175 media. We might be credentialing 30 this year. Yeah. The media room is going to have that social distancing in it. There's going to be what's called a flash area where players are brought to do interviews. Yeah. There's not going to be a lot of one-on-one interviews, just to avoid the touch zone. So there's the protocols continue to be updated almost on a daily basis, quite frankly.
I was going to say, I think the protocols are changing as cases come in or diminish or as whatever direction the curve's going. So in addition to all these sponsors, have health officials for the most part, because you've got what, two states of health officials or two communities, have they blessed it as well?
Yeah, we have. And we've been talking with the health officials. Obviously, you know, here at Tahoe, we have two states and two counties. So everybody's got their own sets of rules. Yeah. With the players staying on the Nevada side and the tournament being held in Nevada at Edgewood Tahoe, of course, that's where we follow first. But we're also, you know, we're one community up here. And we're always looking out for each other on both sides of the state line. It doesn't matter. The state line here doesn't really exist in all reality until it comes to funding and taxes and whatnot. Yeah. But as far as the people are concerned and the community, we're one community. So we're, again, extremely careful.
Yeah. Well, I know all my friends, the first thing they're thinking right now, okay, you know, we respect what's going on and we know the world that we live in right now. But I'm going to get my boat out. I'm going to pull up on 17 and I'm still going to try and have some fun with this tournament, because that's the first thing everybody thinks about when they think about the American Century Championship. So how do you envision that going, you know, throughout the tournament?
Well, yeah, that's another area that we've discussed, because we know that's the signature hole for this event.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, this is what makes the tournament a blast. This tournament's different than other tournaments. It's a lot more informal. I mean, there's probably 10 or 15 players who can actually, you know, who are going to win, that are better players. I mean, you know, Charles Barkley is not going to win. Okay, we know that. Charles knows that. But, you know, Charles is one of the guys we love having here, and he loves coming here. He says every year, hey, man, it's the first thing I put on my calendar every year, and he'll be here again. So what we're going to do with 17, because we have to be careful again, we're putting out a local communications program to reach out to the folks in all the marinas, all the folks that own boats, media outreach, and on social media as well. And you're going to be seeing that over the next couple of weeks. Letting people know, hey, we know you have the right to take your boat anywhere on Lake Tahoe. So, and we know that there's going to be great interest in the tournament and pent up demand to unwind. Okay. We know that. We're asking people to work with us to be responsible, to maintain social distancing with their boats out on 17. Unfortunately, they're not going to be able to get off their boats and get on the beach. Players aren't going to be throwing footballs out in the water to them for that very reason. So the exchange is going to be a little bit different. We're still going to probably have a DJ out on 17 to play some music to have some fun with it and have the players, you know, wave to people and whatnot. But we're asking folks to work with us, to play by the rules and to be responsible, even while they're having fun. So there'll be boats out there. We know that. We welcome them out there. But again, we're asking them, hey, here's the guidelines we're all working by. Work with us here. We want you to have fun. We want to have a good time. Let's do it the right way.
I still tend to always think about like a rogue fan that's going to try to get in and get a little TV time and run, because they're going to be spacing. You know, there's always somewhere where somebody can do that. And it just reminds me, I want to ask you, you know, what thoughts are planning in the meetings to cover a rogue fan. But whenever I think of a rogue fan, I think of Peter Jacobson at the PGA Tour event where he tackled the streaker. And I don't see that happening at this one this year.
I seriously doubt that's going to happen. I mean, obviously, you know, there's security out there, and it's security to protect people is what
it is. It's a lot of acreage though. So
it is. But the discussions have been there. And again, you know, we're hoping people have a little, will act with common sense and concern and courtesy for everyone around them too. So, I mean, we haven't had that kind of problem here in the past. So, but again, we'll have signs posted for folks out there with some guidelines on them. And we're asking people to, hey, use your head.
Absolutely. And Phil, I would say, if you could highlight the field, but everybody's a highlight who plays in this tournament. Obviously, we know Charles is one of the marquees. Can you give us maybe a rundown of some new
players
who will be out there?
Well, I mean, let's take a look. I mean, first of all, you have the two-time defending champion, Tony Romo, who's coming back.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and Tony's always a big draw. Steph Curry's going to be here. So Steph obviously is, you know, he's on another level as far as the, you know, as far as interest and fans are. So I think that's going to help, especially with the broadcast. Del Curry's going to be here too. So, and we had Seth was going
to
play.
Will one of them still be allowed to jump in the lake on Sunday?
Well, with appropriate social distancing, I don't see an issue. you know, I think they changed the bet last year. Yeah. So, I think something they had a karaoke bet or whatnot. I think this year. Yeah. What was interesting too was, Seth was going to play, Steph's brother. And I think with the NBA, we don't know yet what's happening exactly with the NBA, but if they do start up again,
he'll be in Orlando.
He'll have to be in Orlando with Dallas. So we'll see how that goes. Aaron Rodgers is going to be here as well. So you've got the big name quarterbacks. We mentioned Charles. So, you know, it's always great having Charles here. We'll have a number of Hall of Famers. I think we have 13 Hall of Famers who are going to be here as well. Steve Young's going to be here. Jerry Rice is going to be here as we talk about some of the Northern California guys. As I look on the list, I noticed a guy that hasn't played here in a number of years, but Oscar De La Hoya.
I'm a De La Hoya fan.
Yeah, I've always and Oscar's always been great. We're looking to see Tim Brown coming back. Marcus Allen, another Hall of Famer, will be here. As far as comedians, Brian Baumgartner is going to be here. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I look at other guys like Larry Fitzgerald, who's destined for the Hall of Fame, the great receiver from the Cardinals.
And a really good player, too.
Mm-hmm. He's gotten better and better. Travis Kelce's going to be here. I hate to say, as a San Francisco native, I hate to say from the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, since they beat my Niners. But, hey, anyway, what can I tell you? There'll be a number of – the Baseball Hall of Famers will have all three of the Atlanta Braves pitchers together again. So you're going to have Smoltz and –
That's always a great trio to watch play together.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, and they go after each other pretty good, so it's kind of fun to watch that. I mean, Larry the Cable Guy will be here. Roger Clemens is playing. If you like tennis, you're going to have Marty Fish, one of the best players we've had in America for a long time.
Yeah.
As far as first-timers, who do we have? We have Brian McCann, the former catcher.
Okay.
We also have active Cooper Kupp, the receiver from the Rams. Let's see, Chauncey Billups is going to be making his first appearance here as well. So we'll have a little bit of fun with him. Let's see who else we have. We have Troy Mullins, and I don't know, she is a world long drive champion.
Okay.
And she's going to be playing in the tournament. So that's going to be fun to watch her. She hit a drive in Denver. Okay. You know, Mile High City, we're just a little bit higher than Denver. She had to drive over 400 yards in a competition there. I can't wait to see her hit the ball. Chase Utley, former ball player with Philadelphia and the hated Dodgers. I guess I have to say that. And Andre Whitworth, who's an offensive lineman for the Rams, is going to be here as well. So it's going to be – we got a lot of good people that are going to be here. A lot of NFL coaches, too. I think we've got six or seven NFL coaches who are going to be here.
I thought I saw Sean Payton on the list as well.
Yeah, he's on the list. Yeah. The coaches like to get together. So it's going to be fun. I mean, and you're going to have the great Ozzie Smith here.
Yeah. No, it's an incredible list as always. I know one question I'll get from a lot of people, and certainly most of my female friends, is if Justin Timberlake will be at the lake.
He is not on the list yet, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be making it. We don't know yet. I don't know what his schedule is, but I think there's been some scheduling issues there. Yeah, obviously he's a huge draw, and very popular. As far as players, we have two players that have played all 31 years in this event. Jack Wagner, the actor, and there's another heartthrob. It's amazing.
Yep.
It's amazing how many people ask us every year, Jack's playing. Isn't Jack playing? I got to see Jack. Have to see Jack. Okay. So, and most of those are ladies that are watching him on the Hallmark channel.
Absolutely.
Now.
And he's still competitive in the tournament too.
Hey, he can still play. I mean, he's in his mid sixties and he can still play. So, I mean, you know, really good player. And then, Jim McMahon is the other person that's played all 31 years. So, It's yeah, those are the two that'll be back. So yeah, we're ready. We're ready to have some fun with them.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be an amazing time. And I, you know, the one aspect too, that I know that you're so proud of and you're constantly working on it every year, is just all the money that you donate to charity for this event and all the great causes that you help.
Let's move to the charity side of this.
Yeah. You know, over the years, we've donated over $5 million to national and area charities. This year, of course, totally different, and I'm loving this. The entire purse plus other monies will be donated. So the players are not receiving any money. They're all the money that they would win in the purse is all being donated to a number of different organizations, some that deal with COVID-19, some that deal with racial inequality, and they're going to leave a good amount of that money behind for area organizations and nonprofits. So again, that's the arrangement that's been made. American Century Investments hugely behind that and driving that along with NBC.
And I should have added my thanks to all the players that are coming out and doing this, as well as, you know, when I was doing sponsors and that, because that's pretty big, really. You really think about it and think about where we're at right now, economically, pandemically, you know, safety guidelines. That's magnanimous on all sides of it, and I truly think it's noteworthy. So
it is, and the players really stepped up. And I mean, yeah, there's a lot of them who, you know, hey, you know, like Tony Romo's won first place the last couple of years, right? And that's $125,000 for the winner's share. Tony plays as an amateur, so that money that he's won each of the last 2 years has gone into that charity purse, which has been great. So and he likes to maintain his amateur status so he can play on, you know, PGA events and whatnot. So that's even better this year. We're going to have more money to donate to groups that need it. And hey, right now, like you said, Vince, with the pandemic going on, with the economy that we're dealing with, it's a bright spot. It really is. And I think
the whole thing is turning out to be a bright spot for us right now.
Well, that's how we looked at it when we were first talking about it, saying, hey, yeah, it's great to get Tahoe out there and let people know that we're doing and show them that, hey, well, yeah, we're fighting back like everybody else, and that there's positive messages here. And it is. And it's like, it also gives folks at home that are just starved for some sports and entertainment. I mean, you know, with us, you're going to see some good shots up here from good players, and you're going to see some other shots that I'm not sure we can describe them, but anyway, but we'll have fun while we're doing it. So, so from that standpoint, we're blessed by having the event. We really think it's important to keep that continuity going.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just great to see that the event is still going on. Lake Tahoe is coming back as well, which is all very encouraging. And Phil, a final thanks to you as well for helping to coordinate all of this. I know it's been an amazing task this year. You still have a lot of work in front of you, but you're doing great work for a lot of people.
Well, very quickly, before we move to final, let's talk a little bit about Tahoe Basin Golf. So Tahoe golf courses right now, everybody's got to be open, probably with protocols, you know, of some sort, whatever that guidance is. But what's it all look like up there right now?
Looking, you know, like you mentioned, all the golf courses are open now, and yes, by adhering to the protocols. But with golf, and it's perfect for us. And quite frankly, we're lucky here at Tahoe because we're in an area that you well know has a lot of outdoor space, so people feel comfortable coming up here. We don't have a huge population base, so that makes them feel more secure when they come here. You have a population here that's very savvy and concerned and is following those protocols. We've been extremely fortunate where we haven't had any COVID-19 fatalities on the South Shore on either side of the state line. Probably about, I think, 90 cases total. And most of the, you know, like I said, I think we've had 80 in the low 80s that have already recovered. So but we're trying to be very comfortable with that. We know that as people come back, they're going to be taking trips. We know people aren't going to be flying cross-country trips. We're expecting people more longer road trips in cars. Obviously, Northern California is our greatest market with the highest percentage of folks visiting from there, especially Sacramento. But we know other people from Southern California, instead of flying, maybe you're going to be getting in their car, making a longer drive. People from San Diego as well, Portland and Utah area, and even Phoenix. That's what the research is telling us. So we want to welcome people back. We know, especially, you know, coming up with, you know, July, which is our biggest month, 4th of July, we're not having the fireworks this year.
Fireworks, yeah.
Yeah. And so we have to be very careful as people come in. We know people are, there's a pent up demand. We know a lot of people want to come up here. We don't want a lot of people having to crowd on top of each other. We're trying to help people, figure out ways, if they're coming up here, where they can, you know, have some apps they can download that tells them, hey, here, this place is full right now. Try someplace else if it's a beach or whatnot. So we're trying to help people, you know, we want people to be responsible too. And for the entire destination, not just the golf tournament and summer long. So, you know, we're not past this pandemic yet. So obviously.
That's a good point to note. So.
Yeah. So everybody here from a travel and tourism standpoint is really being careful. Like we've said before, in all of the years that we've been doing this, we've never before this year sent a press release out that says, we're glad you love us, but love us from a distance. Please don't visit right now. I mean, you know, that's anathema to us. I mean, we're PR people and promoting hospitality. So, but I mean, we have to promote safety and health first. So that's what we've been doing.
Yep. Safety and health, that comes first, but we all are very excited about what's upcoming here with the American Century Tournament coming our way. And again, Phil, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Hey guys, thank you. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the broadcast again. NBC is going to be showing, NBCSN is going to have Friday live for 3 hours, and then on NBC Network Saturday and Sunday. And then the Golf Channel is going to be running all 3 days, taped delayed in each night too. So you're going to get 18 hours. Here you go. Perfect. You have an opportunity to watch it. So
perfect.
Looking forward to it. Thanks you guys.
All right, Phil, always a pleasure.
All right, thank you guys. Take care, stay safe, huh?
Yep, appreciate it. All right, Vince, our next broadcast, we're going to bring it a little bit more local. We're going to go to Wig Creek Golf Course, talk with Rob Frederick out there. But Phil, thank you very much for the time, and we'll look forward to the tournament upcoming here.
All right, look forward to seeing you guys. Take care.
Take care. That's going to do it for this edition of the Down the Middle Zoomcast. Vince, good seeing you, my friend, and look forward to doing more of these soon.
Social distance is here.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching this edition of the Down the Middle podcast.